Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm so tired of being alone. That's the Reverend Al Green bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. We ask you a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our good friend Paul Howard, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and director of their Center for Medical Progress. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. That's manhattan-institute.org, right?
That's absolutely right.
And then find all your the things that you write and the coverage that you have right there on that website, right?
All our articles and websites there, so look forward to having some visitors.
Check it out, folks. It's the good stuff there. Paul, you, in the previous segment, you were making the case that if the late Steve Jobs had to go through the FDA, we might still be talking on bag phones. Steve Jobs and people like him, if we'd had to go through the FDA or somebody, an agency like the FDA, you know, we might still be, in horse-drawn buggies, for God's sake. If the government had to do everything every entrepreneur wanted to do, had to approve everything every entrepreneur wanted to do. And your point is we need to be more entrepreneurial in the development of medical improvements, medicines, et cetera, because it takes a long time. Everybody knows, Paul, that in Europe, the time to market for any kind of a device or a drug is significantly shorter than the United States, right?
Well, there have been a couple of studies that have come out recently comparing particularly devices in the U.S. and Europe. And one survey of over 200 American medical device firms, the firms were saying more of us are going to Europe first, and the delay between Americans getting access to those new devices and Europeans is about 2 years. So for whatever reason, because the FDA takes longer to test or review a device, or because the company just says, heck, to heck with this, it takes too long to get approved here, I'm going to go sell my product in Europe first. There was a catheter, I believe, that was recently voted on by an FDA advisory committee that said, yes, let's approve this. Hey, that's great. It's been on the market in Europe already for 4 years.
Wow. But, you know, Paul, we have this thing in Europe that's different from, in America, it's different from Europe. We have this thing called a trial bar.
Right.
The lawyers, the litigators, and the things you're describing without some kind of ironclad waivers that patients sign is a trial bar's dream come true, isn't it?
You picked up a really good problem. So over there in Europe, typically they don't have punitive damages. They don't have these class action lawsuits that are multi-billion dollars that we have here. So that's a great point. I think we'd have to switch to a different system where companies would have to get some kind of special fund or protection where they say, okay, we're going to launch this product early, but we're going to have to be protected from lawsuits. I think that patients would embrace that, especially people with Alzheimer's or pancreatic cancer who've got no other options. Say, we'd rather take the risk that we're going to have some bad side effect, but at least some hope that we could fight this disease and live a little longer.
Well, and if nothing else, if it happened to me, then I'd be saying, okay, if I have to put up with something, maybe not just to live longer, but maybe they could learn something from me that would help if my children got this.
Right.
I'd be thinking about something like that, and I'd sign whatever waiver I needed to sign. It wouldn't prevent any recourse if they did something negligent. But it would prevent them from recourse from something that could not be foreseen.
Right. I think we had a bit more of this model of rapid innovation, in the AIDS crisis back during the early 1990s when people just didn't have any treatments. And the FDA was saying, go ahead, take these things to market. We're not sure they work. We're not sure how safe they are. They haven't gone through full testing. But we're so desperate to get patients new therapies, we're going to take this totally different route. We've gotten away from that. But we did use it, and it was spectacularly successful.
Right. Absolutely. Well, so of course, somebody like Steve Jobs, let me put it this way. Steve Jobs was a billionaire. So if there was some place on Earth, on planet Earth, where he could get what he needed, then he could get there and he could pay for it. But the average American can't do that. And I agree with you. There needs to be some kind of a system, some kind of a protocol, something that's signed off on by everybody that we can advance these things. I'm also, Paul, worried about the drug development, the medical device development in the United States because of a lot of the structures that we put up around them here that they don't have in other places. I'm worried that drug companies are not developing the kinds of remedies that they used to be. What do you think?
I think that's right, and it's right for a whole lot of reasons. I think the FDA has gotten more risk-averse. It's obviously requiring more testing and more patients in clinical trials that drives up the cost of development. We've got competition from countries like China and Singapore and in Europe also, and they're working really hard to catch up to us. We're at the top. We're the best country in the world when it comes to medical innovation, but they're working real hard to catch up to us. I think for a lot of reasons, some of those companies from our tax policies and our regulatory policies are going to say, look, why don't I go set up shop in Shanghai or someplace else
right. Where
the labor costs are cheaper?
There are a lot of industries that are facing that right now, Paul. We have a big conversation that we've got to have here in America about these things. Paul, thanks for bringing these ideas to us. Thanks for being part of our day. I hope you'll come back again real soon.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Paul Howard, ladies and gentlemen, with the Manhattan Institute Center for Medical Progress. That's manhattan-institute.org. Great organization. You know, I'm always glad to talk to those guys and get their ideas on the show. We'll take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.